This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestavit. The news, the headlines first. Ministers respond to questions raised during deliberations on various headings of the Appropriation Bill 2083 in the House of Representatives. Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal says Nepal's policy is to conclude treaties and agreements on the basis of equality and mutual benefit. Rashtriya Swatantra Party amends its statute to expand the Central Committee to 151 members. Advertisement Board urges not to disseminate misleading advertisements on social media. And talks on implementing US-Iran deal still planned for Friday in Switzerland. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle says a Temporary Property Investigation Commission 2083 has been formed with the aim of discouraging the trend of illegally acquiring property through the abuse of position and power, responding to questions raised during the thematic discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2083 in the House of Representatives. Minister Waghle said that the Commission has only the mandate to investigate the property of officials and recommend action to the government if illegal assets are found. Finance Minister clarified that the Commission's formation would not interfere with constitutional bodies such as the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority. He said the Nepal Army has not been deployed to demolish quota settlements, while Nepal Police has only coordinated with local authorities for security and relocation from high-risk areas. He said adequate budget has been allocated for timely completion of national pride projects with a plan to settle liabilities within 3 years. The finance minister said private school taxation aims to formalize and modernize the economy without excessive burden. Ministers have responded to questions raised during deliberations on various headings of the Appropriation Bill 2083 in the House of Representatives. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says the government has adopted a policy of zero tolerance against corruption, responding to the questions raised by lawmakers during the Appropriation Bill debate. Minister Gurung said police units at central and provincial levels have been directed to closely monitor staff and strictly implement performance-based reward and punishment. Meanwhile, Education and Sports Minister Susmit Pokhrel has said the government has given high priority to the education and sports sector. The Education Minister said, although the budget is 0.47% lower than the current fiscal year in percentage terms, it has increased by 7 billion rupees in absolute terms. Meanwhile, Law Minister and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Sobhita Gautam says the process to form a recommendation committee for transitional justice commissions is underway. The Law Justice said the government has prioritized completing the long-pending transitional justice process. Meanwhile, Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Mahabir Poon says investment in innovation can improve the national economy. The Innovation Minister said all three T's of government allocate 1% of their capital budget for science and innovation development. Meanwhile, Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal says markets in around 300 towns will be systematized under the intensive urban program. The minister said 88.33 billion rupees has been allocated with a 3-year action plan. Meanwhile, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Biras Bhaktasrestha says high priority has been given to transmission lines and substations as the backbone of electricity supply. The Energy Minister said work has begun to construct 12 strategic transmission lines in the next fiscal year. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal says the government is working for good governance and economic prosperity while staying committed to the constitution and foreign policy principles. The Foreign Minister said an international dialogue series, the Sagarmatha Dialogue, and a Nepali Diaspora Global Network Forum will be launched to mobilize skills, labor, and capital of Nepalese abroad. Foreign Minister Karnal said Nepal's policy is to conclude treaties and agreements on the basis of equality and mutual benefit. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has decided to amend its statute and expand the Central Committee to 151 members. Making the decision public today, Party General Secretary Kabinder Burla Koti said the proposal includes increasing the Central Committee to 151 members and making provincial committee chairpersons ex officio members. The party's secretariat meeting instructed members to remain disciplined and follow the election code of conduct, noting excessive publicity ahead of the general convention. RSP said around 3,000 delegates are expected to participate in the general convention scheduled in Chitwan from the 21st to the 23rd of June. The Advertisement Board of Nepal has warned action against circulation of misleading and baseless advertisements through social media. Issuing a public notice today, the board directed to immediately stop such activities as advertisements for medicinal products and substances that are prohibited by existing law, lacking necessary labeling, branding, and official certification on social media are on the rise. Board's Chief Administrative Officer Devi Pandey Khatri informed that complaints have also been received regarding misleading promotion of various medicinal substances through social media, misguiding the general public, committing fraud, and violating basic standards directly related to the public health. The board said such advertisements harm consumers' health and increase the risk of financial fraud based on false claims. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न #1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। UAE Ambassador to Nepal Abdullah Said Mubarak Zarwan Al Samshi paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal today. During the meeting, they discussed Nepal-UAE relations and cooperation in parliamentary ties, trade, investment, tourism, labor, technology, AI services, and artificial intelligence. Speaker Aryal said the UAE is an important partner for Nepal in terms of workers, trade, and investment, and stressed expanding economic and development cooperation. Ambassador Al Samshi said Nepal-UAE relations are friendly and multidimensional, adding that the UAE is positive towards strengthening cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, energy, technology, and people-to-people ties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Switzerland confirmed Thursday that initial negotiations on implementing a US-Iran Memorandum of Understanding on ending the Middle East war were planned to take place at a Swiss resort complex on Friday. The AFP news agency cited the Swiss Foreign Ministry as saying currently the plan remains for the United States and Iran, along with the mediators Pakistan and Qatar and other involved countries, to meet tomorrow at Bergenstock for initial negotiations on the implementation of the agreement. It was first billed as a signing ceremony for a US-Iran memorandum to end the regional war that began on February 28th, but the signing was moved up, with US President Donald Trump signing in Paris during a dinner and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian signing remotely. The United Arab Emirates announced a social media ban for children under 15 on Thursday, joining a growing group of countries including Australia, Britain and Canada to take similar measures. Social media platforms will have to monitor and disable accounts created by under 15s or risk being blocked, a cabinet resolution said, giving them a 12-month transition period. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, partly cloudy over Madhes province and the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, while mainly fair in the Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province, at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandhi provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai regions of Koshi province, and at one or two places in Madhes province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministers respond to questions raised during deliberations on various headings of the Appropriation Bill 2083 in the House of Representatives. Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal says Nepal's policy is to conclude treaties and agreements on the basis of equality and mutual benefit. Rashtriya Swatantra Party amends its statute to expand the Central Committee to 151 members. Advertisement Board urges not to disseminate misleading advertisements on social media. And talks on implementing US-Iran deal still planned for Friday in Switzerland. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.